In Europe's high north, America's NATO allies are practicing hunting for Russian submarines. Norway, Spain, Germany and others in a military exercise called Arctic Dolphin.
This stretch of water connects the Arctic and the Russian Navy's northern fleet with the Atlantic Ocean. If Russia ever targeted the United States with its nuclear-armed submarines, this is where NATO would try to stop them.
It needs to be synchronized.
Commodore Sture Haugen is the commander of the Norwegian fleet. He agrees with President Trump that Russia could compromise Arctic security.
If those submarines are getting into the Atlantic, they are posing a threat both to Europe but also to the American homeland.
Russia's beefing up its military presence in the Arctic and using the region to test hypersonic missiles designed to evade U.S. air defenses.
We're going to be doing something with Greenland either the nice way or the more difficult way.
But President Trump has angered America's NATO partners by repeatedly insisting that the U.S. needs to take over Greenland and by threatening last month to impose tariffs on NATO allies if they didn't comply. Trump's now backed down on the tariffs, but some here in Europe say the episodes eroded trust in the U.S. as an ally.
Can one country alone defend against the Russian threat?
We are much stronger together. Every nation are taking advantage of being a part of something that is bigger than themselves.
Despite the controversy surrounding President Trump's statements on Greenland and NATO, Commodore Haugen told us the military relationship between the US and Norway is as strong as it's ever been.